We will welcome back to the show Judy Winter. She's a Michigander, first and foremost. She's an author, speaker, advocate. Hopefully you've checked out her book, Breakthrough Parenting for Children with Special Needs, Raising the Bar of Expectations, also co-founder of the Eric Rickstar Winter Music Therapy Camp at MSU. She's a big deal with her authorship, but also a big deal as an ambassador. So looking forward to catching up with you, Judy. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. I'm really happy to be with you this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much. Life's been good in the Lansing area?
Life is always good in the Lansing area, and anytime I can get to my cottage, which is near Lake Michigan, it's even better.
Awesome. Well, again, I know last we talked a long time ago about the Summer Music Therapy Camp that you co-founded at MSU, this Rick Stars Camp. What, you just completed your 17th year here?
We just completed our 17th year, which I can't hardly believe. We began the camp in 2003 in honor of my son, Eric, who had cerebral palsy and passed away in 2003. We started it shortly after he passed away. And it's an absolutely amazing camp. There's no one else doing quite what we do. We celebrate the abilities of all individuals with a wide range of disabilities. And we never turn anyone away because of disability or financial needs. So there's a lot of magic that happens at that camp and some great music.
Thank you for that. Judy, our conversation today surrounds a latest honor to you. I have in my notes United State of Women Ambassador for 2019-2020. What's this mean? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's my next step in advocacy. I'm always looking for ways to really help push for equality, especially as it impacts those with disabilities and now also age. But the United States of Women Ambassador Program, it comes out of a national organization that is dedicated to convening, connecting, and amplifying voices that are working for full gender equity. And it's a program that was born out of the Obama administration's White House Council on Women and Girls. And I happened to go to, they held two wonderful summits, one in Washington, D.C., and then the next year in L.A., and I happened to attend both. The Washington one was full of magic and sparkle because the president and the first lady were there and spoke. Oprah Winfrey was there. There were a lot of celebrities, but in the midst of all that celebrity status, there were thousands of incredible women doing just wonderful things and wonderful work on a local level and statewide level, and I came away very energized and really wanted to be part of this organization. So I am now part of their second class of ambassadors. I went through their interview process, which was pretty lengthy and involved, and was chosen as the only one representing Michigan.
Wow.
So they now have 80 ambassadors in 40 states. Their hope is to get ambassadors in all of the states, and it's a program that's going to train and equip women, many of whom are already in leadership, to take action to help promote gender equity in their communities and thus also affecting statewide and nationwide.
Again, 2019 through 2020, how long, and I don't mean to be, silly about this, but how long is your reign as ambassador? Do you end, end of 2020?
This began in July with the second class, and actually it's a year-long commitment, and then you have the option to continue on for another 2 years. So the good news in that is as they build these ambassadors and get them really active in the communities and work together as a unified force, you can have some real impact. We're under training right now, of course, and we'll be continuing our training through the year and also starting some of our projects. So it's a wonderful, wonderful effort that they've started, and my hope at this point is to maybe stay on longer than a year.
Nice. Thank you for that. It looks like, Judy Winter, that you might have mentioned this, but you will be committed to working with community activists, organizations, and leaders here in Michigan, especially those impacted by disability. Tell me about this.
One of the things I really wanted to bring to the table, and I mentioned this in my interview process with them, they wanted to know where my passion was. And of course, I've been involved in disability in my writing and my speaking and my activism for almost 30 years. So it's really a direction that I'm very, very passionate about. And I was looking for some new ways to have impact. And one thing that constantly stood out at me is when we talk about equality and equity in all kinds of ways, we very often leave out people with disabilities. And yet, It is the largest minority group in the country and in the world, and yet they often don't have a seat or a voice at the table for these important discussions that are being made that impact everyone. And I thought that needs to change. So that's the next direction I want to go. With my experience, it's right up my advocacy alley. I've had people who have encouraged me to run for office. So this is kind of my way of running for office, if you will, and yet staying a free voice and trying to really have real impact on this population. The other area I was really interested in doing this is intergenerational partnership, and that is just starting to get some buzz. And it has to do with so often we kind of pit women against each other as far as age and ability. I really wanted to see us sit down and talk with one another and start mentoring and tutoring one another and learning from one another, because I really believe if we took the untapped potential of these women joining with youthful idealism and energy and social networking skills and put the wisdom and experience of age together, that we would be unstoppable. So those are the two areas that I have my greatest focus on in working toward equity for all.
Nice. Again, Judy Winter, one of 80 selected ambassadors from 40 states across the U.S. and the only ambassador selected from Michigan. What else would you like to share, Judy?
I think that it's really important. I know throughout my career, something that has been of great interest to me and really a priority has been being a volunteer and impacting your community. I think so often we think that things happen at the national level and that we don't have any say or that we can't really have impact, especially now. And I want people to understand the power of one person to make a difference. I began my career, which I'm really, really proud of the work that I've done over the last 30 years, because I had a child with a disability. And I made a decision that I was going to raise him to the best of my ability to be the best child he could be, to have every opportunity that every other child has. And at that time, that was groundbreaking. And so I really birthed my career on making a difference and changing some ideas and outdated stereotypes. What I learned from that was one person has more impact than they can ever possibly imagine, and we often just don't take the steps to use that power. And so I want everybody who's listening to this to understand that the challenges that face us today, and they are numerous, really come down to what each one of us does oftentimes in our local community and statewide. If you can build a good backyard, that's going to lend itself to statewide development, and it's also going to affect the nation. So recently when I graduated from the East Lansing Emerging Leaders Program, one thing I really took away, and that was when the mayor said, don't always focus on wanting to do good at the national level, that you actually have more impact for real change that really impacts people's lives, but right within your own community in your own state. And that really stuck with me. And that's why I'm incredibly excited, not only to be an ambassador for the whole state of Michigan and my local community, but also because I'm now associated with a group that it can also have national impact. So it seemed like the perfect fit for me.
Awesome. Well, your reign is just beginning, and we look forward to hearing about how it's going, maybe halfway through, and certainly how the community can help. Where do we find out more information in general?
You can find out more at the website, theunitedstateofwomen.org.
Are you working on any more books?
I am. I'm beginning work on a children's book, which will have to do with the work I've done for the past decade as a volunteer with Therapy Dogs International with my dog, Jack, who I rescued. We have been a therapy dog support team in the schools in Michigan at MSU for the last 10 years. So that's going to be the children's book. So I'm really excited to begin work on that as well.
Judy Winter, I trust judywinter.com might be a good source as well.
You got it.
All right, take care. Congratulations. United States of Women Ambassador Judy Winter out of Lansing representing Michigan. Take care.